All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Welcome in WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, and you. Nice to have you with us here today. On a, well, cold and crummy kind of Monday. It was a cold and crummy kind of weekend, and honestly, a weekend of some really bad football. The Patriots not there. You got a good look at the rest of the NFL. And not super impressed, I got to say. I was not very impressed, especially the early slate of games. We'll get to all of this. We got a lot to get to today here on a Patriots Monday. Jacoby Brissett will be joining the show at some point. We're not at Gillette today. We're not in the beautiful Gillette studios. We're back here in this dump we call home. We'll be talking with them on the phone along with Jonathan Jones. Don't exactly have a time nailed down yet, but we will be talking with both of them at some point today. We got a lot more to get to. Let's go ahead and start with how was your weekend, Andy? How you doing?
As far as rainy weekends go, kind of dreary weekends go, it wasn't bad. Enjoyed whatever it was that I watched yesterday of football. Did the whole, like, beer and wings and, you know, enjoyed the day. And at some point realized, well, this is kind of overrated because this kind of stinks right now. Like, if you're one of those people that bought Sunday ticket or something for whatever that was, $700, yesterday's a day I got to think you regret that purchase.
Buyer's remorse. Like you want a refund.
Yeah, because that was...
Like when you pay for a boxing match and it's over in the first round. Yes. You're like, what the hell am I...
100%.
Like, what was that about?
The difference is, at least this, I think we've been through this over the years, and generally by mid and later part of the season, you settle in and you feel like, oh, good football.
Right.
Because Tom Brady was bitching about this last year, bad football, when he was just a fan watching, preparing for his own questionable broadcast skills for Fox. And I just, there's not a lot of great quarterbacks. There's not a lot of great teams. Even the great team didn't look so great. They just win. It's kind of win ugly, keep the ball moving forward, keep rolling. So, yeah, it was, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, wings. I had wings.
Wings sound good.
Wings and beer.
Let me tell you what my Sunday was like. On Sunday, I came down here. We did an hour and a half worth of the hottest NFL Sunday programming you could possibly want.
Nice.
Mego, her Comrex was broken, so we had to, she sounded like she was coming to us from a seashell. So we had to cut her loose.
Oh, good.
And it was just me and Shine. We talked to Fitzy. We didn't get to you because we had to leave at 11:30. I come home, and I got an hour before the game starts. Now, in my backyard, I have one tree. It's an oak tree. And this year, for some reason, it has dropped more acorns on my yard and on my house and on my deck. I've never seen it. There's thousands a day. There's 1,000 acorns fall out of this tree a day. And I've got wheelbarrows full of acorns. So I'm out there, and I got this little device that sucks up the acorns, and I'm dumping them into the wheelbarrow, because if I dump them out, you know, back, they're just going to grow a bunch of oak trees, and I can't have that, obviously. And I just spent the entire hour doing that. And I was annoyed. They're falling down on me as I'm doing it. I've never seen anything like this with these acorns. If anyone knows what this is all about, how a tree can suddenly, after 3 years, just start pummeling you with acorns all throughout the fall, I've honestly never seen anything like this in my life. It's the most acorns there's ever been. And so I'm out there and I'm getting them. I'm trying to get it done. I walk inside. In the 1 p.m. window yesterday, you had Danny Dimes versus Deshaun Watson. You had Malik Willis versus Will Levis. You had Caleb Williams and Anthony Richardson. This is what I came after getting pummeled with acorns. This is what I come in to watch. That was maybe one of the worst slates of quarterback play I've ever seen in a daytime or day part of NFL Sunday. It was as bad as I've ever seen. It was as sloppy as I've ever seen. And I'm watching it, and I started to think, well, maybe the Patriots aren't so bad. But as the games went on, I realized, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, they're worse. The Patriots are worse than this. This is bad. What we're watching right now, this is bad football. We are watching some bad quarterback play, some bad teams. teams that are 0-3 now. Tennessee hasn't won a game yet. Richardson stinks. Williams stinks. Malik Willis isn't even supposed to be playing. We're watching all of this, and your situation's worse right now. The Patriots are what they're putting out there, the product they're putting out, was worse than what I saw yesterday. I did not feel better at all. I felt bad about the NFL, but it didn't make me feel any better about the Patriots at all.
Well, I think it's funny because the way you started, you said the Patriots weren't involved in the bad football. Well, they kind of kicked off the bad football Thursday night.
Thursday night
is the start of week three, and they got the bad football rolling for our eyes to see, and we had to watch it in primetime. No, it was not good. And you're also, the more primetime games you get, if the NFL does its job, definitely you end up with Sunday at one sucking, right?
Yeah.
Because the 4 o'clock game is the best game of Sunday. Then the Sunday night, the Monday night, if you got two Monday nights this week, you had a primetime Thursday night game, it's kind of going to be that way. And I wonder if that will be reflected in ratings at some point where people will be like, well, I can actually get stuff done on Sunday, be back in time for the 4 o'clock game, a game like Baltimore and the Cowboys, then watch Sunday night football. I wonder if that will change viewing at some point, because you're right, there were bad quarterbacks, bad lines, and even some of them, you look at it, like the Giants.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Jones actually played pretty well, in large part because Malik Nabers played pretty well.
Right.
And that's something where you go, well, Patriots don't have one of those.
No, they don't. And they're picking up something there, maybe. I mean, that could be, that could end up being something, maybe not. Nabers after the first week was already chirping, right? I mean, he's another one of these guys that expects to get the ball right away. And it seems like he probably should be because there's no one else on that team. But yeah, I mean, that ended up being like a close competitive game, but it was ugly. And that's sort of the point. All these games yesterday were either blowouts or sloppy messes of games that ended up being close at the end because someone's got to win them. Like that Eagles Saints game. Holy moly.
Yeah, there was a lot in there.
That game was brutal.
Yeah, it was.
Like, there was real. I mean, the Bears and the Colts, that was some of the worst football I've ever seen at the NFL level, like in my life. And, you know, we were all around in the 80s and 90s. It was a different game back then, but that past weekend, that was brutal. The highest scoring game of the week so far, there's two more games tonight. Highest scoring game of the week so far was quarterbacked by Andy Dalton and Gardner Minshew. Those were the two quarterbacks.
What's that tell you?
In the highest scoring game of the week. I don't know what that tells me exactly. Number one, that Bryce Young shouldn't be in the league. I mean, if Andy Dalton can go out there and give you anything against the team to beat the Ravens, then Bryce Young, I mean, that was a mistake. It was a mistake to draft him. He wasn't ready. Bust of a QB, bust of a pick. And Gardner Minshew, I don't know. I mean, the Panthers have a bad defense, I guess is what it tells me, in summation. Like, it's two bad defenses and offenses that ended up getting a good matchup. But how about this? The following quarterbacks all produced less than 20 points this week. C.J. Stroud, Kirk Cousins, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, and Jalen Hurts. All of those QBs gave you less than 20 points. NFL Red Zone, it was as miserable as I've ever experienced watching NFL Red Zone.
It was.
They jumped to another game. I was like, no. No, please. I can't watch any more Anthony Richardson. Don't please jump away from this game. They jump away to it, and here's Deshaun Watson running around. I can't watch this either. It was awful. It was honestly awful. Watching NFL Red Zone was like torture yesterday.
And it's all because two high safeties, according to
exactly.
Piper,
that's right?
You got to take away the two high safeties. No, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it. I think there's some bad quarterbacks playing. I actually go the other way. I think the offensive line play might be as bad as it's ever been, and this is totally anecdotal, but I think the lack of offensive linemen, I think you're going to see this continue to be a problem because I think the development of football is not about offensive linemen. It's about receivers and quarterbacks and 7-on-7 teams in the summer,
yeah.
And these guys just sit home, and then all of a sudden in August and September you realize, oh, we kind of need those guys, and I just there's not enough of them. I think the fat kids don't play high school football anymore. Yeah. The fat kids don't want to run around, and I don't blame them. If I'm a fat kid and I can play video games and eat, or I can go get yelled at by some coach and tells me to run, why the hell am I going to do that? I'm not going to make it to the NFL. So I think the pool from which you're pulling offensive linemen, and it's not a sexy story. It's much more, you know, much better to say, oh, there's no quarterbacks to go around,
right?
Because that's the marquee position. There's not enough linemen to go around, and nobody knows that better than Elliot P. Wolf.
Seriously.
I don't know if P is his middle name, but it felt
I don't
right.
either, but that sounds right. And, yeah, Jacoby Brissett, I think, probably knows it pretty well, too.
Yeah, that's true.
If he's
still
any,
feeling it.
If he's got any memory left. I mean, it's just, I mean, he's getting crushed out there. And you saw it. I mean, you saw a bad QB play. You saw a bad line play. In general, I think it's a sloppy product so far through 3 weeks in the NFL this year. And the only two games that I thought were even partially watchable was Niners-Rams. That was a good game.
Yep.
And Ravens-Cowboys ended up being a good game at the end there because Dallas came back in the end. But even that one in the beginning was an ugly, crappy game.
It was a blowout.
Game. And then you're watching it, it's like, ugh.
Ravens do what Ravens do, apparently, which is try to blow leads. They blew a lead against the Raiders, and then they tried to blow one against the Cowboys. But now, even those I don't think were good football. And this is where I do go to Tom Brady's side a little bit, and I do wonder, have offenses been dumbed down? Mm. Do they not have enough tools in their toolbox to deal with, God forbid, cover two looks on defense? Like, is it a coincidence that Geno Smith and Aaron Rodgers and like veteran quarterbacks, Andy Dalton has clearly seen everything. He's not the most talented guy in the league, but he's taken teams to playoffs forever with Cincy. He's been around. Is it a coincidence that the guys with the most experience are playing the best football, and it looks like it's harder and harder for these young guys to develop? And then some of the younger guys that do succeed often just succeed on pure athleticism. Yeah. I'm going to have to run now, or I'm going to throw on the run and make a throw that is probably a 1 in 10 chance. But if I hit the one, people will be like, ooh, did you see that Justin Fields throw? Yeah, I've also seen him screw up. Like, that's the revisionist history I love.
Yeah.
Suddenly the Bears screwed up because they got rid of Justin Fields. How long were they supposed to wait to see if he was good?
Good point. And
right?
Also, like, you know, I mean, there wasn't. It's a different team there in Pittsburgh around him for sure. And that's not a team that's winning because of
How
Justin
Fields.
How
about Mike Fields. Tomlin? I've always been hesitant
he's
to anoint him.
I'll give it to him.
But he's got to be a great coach, right? I've always been hesitant to put him in the great coach conversation. But do you just luck into NFL wins year after year after year, or are you pretty damn good at coaching?
At least a winning season every year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, like, you can't, that doesn't just happen. Yeah,
no, with
I
different
agree.
Quarterbacks, different defenses, different everything.
All-time great coaches haven't done that.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's unique. I
think
agree.
He is, I have not properly evaluated Mike Tomlin over the years.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, despite all of this, despite it being such a bad week, I still think the Patriots offense statistically was the worst. The Patriots and the Dolphins were the two teams that only scored 3 points, and the Dolphins were starting Skylar Thompson with Tim Boyle, who the hell was that? Olive oil back there. I've never seen him or heard of him before. He comes in for Skylar Thompson. Patriots had their starting quarterback, their starting running back, starting tight end, all their starting wide receivers. Offensive line's a little banged up, but fine. Those starters suck as much as the backups do anyway. And that's why it made me feel worse, you know, for them to stand out on a week like this. For the Patriots to stand out as bad offensively on a week like this is crushing. Like, that honestly, like, that makes it much worse to me. And the defense sucks too, by the way. But, like, the offense standing out for being so futile, for being so just completely dysfunctional, like, unable to do anything, that in a week like this, that hurts more. I still think that I heard other people say, well, you know, if you look at it, maybe these other teams aren't so good. Patriots could get a couple surprise wins. Maybe they could, but that's not necessarily going to make me feel any better about what this team is and where they're going and what they hope to build over the year. You know, I just feel like they're way, way underwater here.
Does it make you feel any better that through three games, the Dolphins have scored 6 fewer points than your Patriots?
No.
Why not?
Because one of them was a Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle game.
Yeah. You don't have a starting quarterback either. You're in that world of Skylar Thompsons and Tim Boyles.
And Tua got knocked out of the other game. So, like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you don't have a quarterback either.
It's true.
They at least had a starting quarterback for 1 week and 2 of the top 10 receivers in the NFL.
They still have that.
Right.
And they'll get another quarterback.
So
the thing.
Their line is better than yours.
Yeah.
Their receivers are better than yours. And you both have not worthy starting quarterbacks right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a similarity.
And that's a bad...
And they have the offensive coach that everybody thinks is the coolest dude ever.
Right.
We have Alex Van Pelt, who's still trying to find his way. That didn't
uncool.
Mean a shot, but he's not very cool.
He's not
he wears
of,
dad jeans.
Not really a cool guy. I mean, he doesn't... Not like the modern,
he wants
in the
be.
Modern sense of
I
cool,
he wants
I guess.
To be.
Yeah, right. He's just...
He's comfortable with who he is.
An old football guy.
He's a 50-something
right.
dad jean wearing football guy.
Right.
And that's fine. He's our guy.
Save the clip there. It's a good promo for the show.
He's our guy. And I like that. I also want to get into him later because I think he's the guy that needs to be convinced that it's time to play Drake May. I know we're going to talk a lot about that today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Jerod Mayo wants to play Drake May sooner, and I think Alex Van Pelt is the one that's going to hold off as long as possible because he's the true quarterback developer. And I think Alex Van Pelt probably looks around what happened this weekend and some of the crappy QB play and says, see, We're not throwing my guy to the wolves.
Right.
My career's on the line. I'm the quarterback developer. I'm the quarterback whisperer here. They're going to put this on me. And he's not ready yet. We're waiting a little longer, hopefully till next week against the Dolphins.
That would be nice. Or it sounds like it's not going to be happening this weekend, according to Gerard Mayo this morning. And I don't know if he spoke to the media today. I didn't catch it, but I don't know if he reaffirmed that or not. But he said, no, it's going to be Brissett this weekend. And as you heard there with Curtis, he said, Jacoby Brissett stayed up all night. I could not sleep. I was haunted by this loss, tortured by this loss. Stayed up all night watching film, and I still think Brissett's the better quarterback. And it's like, all right.
Well, no, he didn't say that.
He said he gives us a better chance to
win. Yes, careful. Fine. Careful. Let's the particular words matter in this instance.
It's kind of the same thing, I think.
No, because I think he's told us all along.
Give us a chance to win.
The better quarterback is Drake May.
Right.
He won the competition. So he's the better quarterback. That
Which, ipso facto, would make you a better chance to win the game if a better quarterback's playing.
Not if he turns the ball over. Not if he.
Well, then he's not a better quarterback, is he?
Will Levis's numbers would have actually told you that he was a pretty good quarterback this weekend. I want to go back and get those. It's the turnovers and the, as his coach likes to put it, WTF plays that really screw Will Levis and make him, I think, what he is kind of as a quarterback and what he probably will never develop into. What the hell?
Is 26 to 34, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah. Like, stop before you say the 2 picks.
Right.
Right? Those are good numbers.
Still had 2 touchdowns.
No, but those are good numbers.
Brissett has 1 on the season.
Well, he is what he is. He's been a journeyman fill-in this entire time.
That's why I don't think he gives you the best chance to win. That's why I'm comparing him to Will Levis. I'm telling you, that's why I don't think he gives you the best chance to win.
Also, I don't think Gerard is being honest. I think if he was being honest, I think he would say Jacoby Brissett gives us the best chance to not lose. I actually don't think he gives you the best chance to win.
The best chance to not lose.
You might be able to argue, because even when you sucked, you lost 24-3. You were not, like, blown out in that game in a way that you could have been if that quarterback
felt like a blowout.
Turned the ball over 3 times.
Felt like a blowout. Felt like it was worse than that.
But a lot of quarterbacks in that situation, doesn't that turn into, like, a multi-turnover quarterback performance because they start trying to make plays and do the things they needed to do to come back? Like, Will Levis turns it over. My guess is Drake May. If Drake May played the totality of that game and it played out similarly and you're trailing 21-3, I bet you Drake May's first throw he threw into double coverage. It should have been a pick. Like, he's going to try to, and he has no experience, which is even worse, so he's.
But when you're down 21-3, I don't mind if that happens. If you're down 21-3 and you're going out there slinging it and it gets picked off, oh well.
If he throws
How
three
else
picks,
are you supposed to get back in the game?
If he throws 3 picks, you're not holding that against him?
I mean, yeah,
you're ripping
I will,
him on
obviously.
The radio.
Of course I will. I'll rip him on the radio. If he throws 3 interceptions,
okay.
I'll rip anybody who does that. But you
still
can't
have to rip
go
Jacoby.
Out there. You still have to go out there and throw the ball.
Right, but you can't rip Jacoby. He hasn't done that. He threw 1 pick this year.
So it's better not to try. This is what you're saying.
Well, that's what they're going with, I believe. I firmly believe they've been going with that all year.
He
gives us the best chance to not lose.
This may sound controversial. I don't like that.
I don't think anybody likes it.
I don't like the idea of we're not going to try. I'd rather just not try than turn the ball over when you're down 21-3 or 24-3 in the fourth quarter. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And by the way, he did get the ball in the fourth quarter, down 24-3. He had that one bad pass, but then he started moving the ball. He got in the field goal range. They were in the red zone, and if they kept going, if the clock didn't run out, they probably score there. But whatever. I mean, that's
as meaningless as the picks.
I guess.
Right? Like, you might feel better about it. Like, oh, he led a scoring drive. Is it meaningful? Are the Jets even trying? Do the Jets care? Those guys are out there like, we're running clock. We're almost done here.
Well,
can we go home?
Could Brissett have done it?
Could he? Sure. Is it likely? No.
Brissett's one scoring drive. They had 2 penalties in that scoring drive. I mean, come on. Like, they would have gotten shut out if not for those 2 flags. That's really
Probably.
What it was about. So, no, I don't think Brissett could have gone on a scoring drive there. And I think May was in the middle of one. And you're right, it was garbage time. And garbage time's tough to judge everything against. But at some point, you know, you got to see this for what it is and understand that you can't sell this. I mean, this is not something people are going to pay to come watch.
Well, and that's part of the issue is they were playing the guy who gives us the best chance to not lose, and they didn't lose the first game. They won it.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the second game, but it was winnable, right? And they kind of kicked it away late, literally and figuratively. And then the third game, they got smoked. And if in the fourth game you get smoked, well, now you probably have to reassess the plan at a natural place of 4 games. Like, I know the NFL is no longer in quarters because they throw that damn extra game on there.
Right.
But I still think in a lot of ways people look at it as 4 and 4 and 4 and 4. Like, where are you at the 4-game mark? Where are you at the 8-game mark? At the 4-game mark, you're going in the wrong direction. You have no offense. You can't move the ball through the air. And you have a young guy that didn't crap his pants when you put him on the field. So that's where you start to say, well, maybe this whole not lose things isn't working. Maybe we actually have to try to win. Maybe it is 2024. And I don't care that passing numbers are down. You still need to make plays through the air to win football games. And that's why week five against the Dolphins, everybody at Gillette Stadium, if you got tickets, not that I'm looking past the Niners, because I think you'll see Drake May late.
I think I'm looking past the Niners.
I'm looking past the Niners, too. If you have tickets for that Miami Dolphins game at Gillette Stadium, I think you're going to see the debut of one Drake May, and I think you should be excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's the one thing to be excited about this season. If you want to be excited about anything, that's it. And that's probably it for the whole year. So enjoy it and hold on tight if you got tickets to that game. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got a lot to get to here. We will have a sniff test. Are these good quarterbacks? Are the good quarterbacks in the NFL right now? And I use that term loosely. Do they pass the sniff test? Also, there is a team in the NFL that I believe right now is kind of the bizarro Patriots, and they had a very, very interesting week. We'll get to that. We actually mentioned them a second ago, but we'll get to that as well, and we'll talk with you at 617-779-7937. First, here's Stiz.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell you what's trending. Andy Dalton, your MVP of the weekend. Words I never thought I'd ever say. Ever in my life, let alone like in 2024. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. I want to address a couple of things. Number one, Arcan, you even watched the game. Brissett had him to the two-yard line back-to-back. Holding calls, you're right about that. I did forget about that. So those cancel out, all right? And you end up with 3 points. You had the one scoring drive where you had the two penalties helped you, and you had the one taken away with the penalties the other way. So, yeah, fine. Those two ended up canceling each other out, and that's what you end up with. You end up with 3 points. I still don't trust Jacoby Brissett to lead you on a scoring drive against that Jets defense, or certainly not against the Niners defense. What do you think is going to be easier next Sunday?
It won't.
It's going to be much, much, much tougher.
Yes, it will be. And I also believe quarterback in the NFL is overcoming those things.
Right.
You're going to have penalties. It's just the reality. And overcoming those is part of why you're a good quarterback, a good, consistent quarterback. You know, a flash of a Josh Allen highlight on the screen behind us. It's like, That's what you do.
Right.
He puts the team on his shoulders and overcomes things. Sometimes it's his own turnovers, by the way, that he has to overcome. But that's what the good ones do, and you don't have a good... Now, the flip side of that is, I do feel better about the Patriots. Mildly. Like, it's incremental.
I feel worse.
No, because I think the more bad football I see, those are winnable games for the Patriots, if they are who they think they are. Now, I need to get into a little debate with Monsignor Mayo at some point, because he continues to tell me how much they dominate the line of scrimmage, and I just don't see it. Certainly, he's not telling me they did against the Jets. He thinks they did in other games that I didn't see. And if they are who he thinks they are, then they will have the chance to win games against some of these bad teams, because some of these bad teams will give you extra. Tennessee, is it? You play the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
That's a game that should be winnable based on the way the Titans have played. They're going to give you extra chances. There's going to be turnovers. There's going to be WTF plays from the quarterback position. And if you just play your game, don't turn it over, tackle, drive the ball down the field, kick some field goals, score a couple touchdowns, you should be in that game, right? So those are – they don't play the Giants.
They don't play the Giants.
They don't play the Panthers. They do play the Jags.
They do.
I think that's a mediocre team.
Yeah, we'll see them. We'll see them tonight. That's a team that Buffalo, I think, is going to do okay against. But I also had a very poor betting weekend, so maybe don't listen to me here.
The Dolphins are a mediocre team. At this point, they don't score any points, and they don't have a quarterback. So we can get all excited about their receivers and their coach, but they kind of are who they are right now with whoever the quarterback is. Boyle, Mac Jones, trade for somebody, sign somebody, whatever. So incrementally, I'm not saying I feel good. I'm somebody who picked them to win two games.
Right.
But after last week, after the Jets game, I was thinking, well, 1-16 is definitely in play. Now maybe I'm optimistically back to 2-15.
The Patriots are one of five teams in the NFL that has yet to intercept a pass. Hmm. The other ones are the Washington Commanders, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns, and the Tennessee Titans, like the worst teams in the league. This is not, I mean, I don't think that's a coincidence either. Like, if you're not forcing turnovers, if you're not out there getting the ball and getting short fields, you're not winning a lot of games, and those teams I just listed are not winning a lot of games. So this is also this. Opposing quarterbacks have a 103.6 passer rating against the Patriots so far this year. That's the fifth best passer rating in the NFL against an opponent. And Jacoby Brissett is averaging 122.7 passing yards per game. That is third worst in the entire NFL ahead of just Bryce Young and Skylar Thompson.
So tell me how that works for Mina Kimes' favorite defense.
Right.
When they have the second coming of Deion Sanders, a.k.a. Christian Gonzalez.
Right.
They have our guy, Jonathan Jones, who I do think has actually played relatively well to start the year. And they have two safeties that they gave some money to and are supposed to be the backbone of the defense. They've also gotten pass rush opportunities out of Keon White. He's on pace for 35 sacks. So they've gotten some pressure. They supposed to be pretty good in the back end coverage-wise. Why is it you'd say they're not very good at pass defense?
It's a good question. I don't know. And also with the main problem sort of being that that these other teams are staying on the field for a long time, I think the defense is getting tired. I think they're getting pushed around.
You think that's because of the offense? Because the offense isn't doing their fair share to carry, balance things out a little bit?
I think that has something to do with it. Yeah, I don't think it's the whole thing, but I think that's part of it, yes.
And some of it's their own doing. When you can't tackle, like they couldn't tackle the other night.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the offense. That's, you're right.
You don't blame that on Jacoby Brissett or Michael Jordan or any of those guys. That's on you. Your inability to tackle is on you, given that you did lose your leading tackler, Juwan Bentley.
You did. I played that Andy Dalton, or Stiz played that Andy Dalton highlight, because I think the Panthers are kind of the bizarro Patriots right now. They have a young quarterback who just cannot do anything.
Yep.
The Patriots have a veteran quarterback who cannot do anything. The Panthers go to their veteran, and he tears it up, and now you just hope the Patriots can do that, and that the same thing happens, but in the opposite, that they go to their young guy and that he tears it up. I think, basically, I look at the Panthers, and I look at the change of scenery. I look at the change of culture. I look at them and sort of the struggles that they've had and how they did something proactive to address it. Now, it's different when you're trying to preserve a young quarterback's entry into the league as opposed to just throwing a 19-year, whatever it is, Dalton's been in the league, the 15-year veteran out there and saying, hey, just run the ship for a little bit. And he's out there throwing touchdowns to Adam Thielen. I mean, that was vintage Dalton that game. It really was. And I think at this point, the way these two teams are going, the Panthers could end up with a better record if they stick with Andy Dalton.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to overreact. I know it's cliche on a lot of programs, TV and radio, to say overreaction Monday. They also played what I believe is one of the four or five worst teams in football.
True.
I think the Raiders, the Patriots.
The Raiders did beat the Ravens, I mean, last week.
I know.
So.
They beat them. That doesn't mean they're good. That doesn't mean they aren't who we thought they were come week 8, week 9, week 10. The Patriots, I don't think you think this either. Patriots have not played a bottom five football team yet.
No, they haven't. I don't think Cincinnati's going to end up being that at the end of the year. Right now they are.
And
but
Seattle is a good middling team. I mean, they're more than a middling team right now. They may end
up undefeated right now.
Right, but they may settle to be middling. But I don't think anybody thinks Seattle's going to lose 13 straight or anything right now. Or the Bengals are going to lose 13 straight and be one of the worst teams in football. This was a matchup between two of the worst teams in football. And one of those teams brought in what I would say is a rich man's Jacoby Brissett. Andy Dalton, he's a journeyman now, but he was a Pro Bowl caliber passer who led the Bengals to the playoffs consistently.
Yep.
Now he would lose consistently in the playoffs and throw picks and all that.
Yeah.
But he was a above average middling quarterback for much of his career. And it's not surprising.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Right. It's not surprising he's brought stability to a bit of a crap show down there in Carolina. And I don't know that this means, I think a lot of people are jumping to conclusions. Bryce Young sucks. Tepper's not a bad owner. Like, it was all Bryce Young's fault. And all it took was Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle, to fix everything in Carolina. They played the effing Raiders. Can we wait till they play a few more teams? Because I'm pretty sure Andy Dalton will have bad turnovers
in his
future.
He'll definitely have bad games. I know that. But in a year so far, early year, where you're seeing such little quarterback production, for Andy freaking Dalton to come out there and do that, that was something. I mean, that certainly got my attention.
But don't you think he could do that, for example, in Tennessee? Veteran receivers, don't make mistakes, don't do what Will Levis is doing. I bet you he could do that in Tennessee.
He could do that in Tennessee, I bet.
In New England? I don't think he could.
Probably not.
I think he'd get his ass kicked. He'd get sacked. He'd have no one to throw to. And he would look like a below-average quarterback who's on the last legs of his career.
Andy Dalton has played for five teams. Can you name all five?
Bengals.
Panthers. The last three, just 1 year each.
1 year each with the Saints?
Saints is one. That's correct, yes.
One with the Colts? No.
Colts is wrong.
What do I got? I got nothing.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, he was with Dallas.
Chicago Bears. Dallas the COVID year, Chicago the year after. Then New Orleans, and then 2 years in Carolina.
He must look cool in those Bears orange helmets when he takes the helmet off and his head matches the helmet.
I always thought that looked cool with the Bengals.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That was a cool-looking thing. You know, it's not often redhead guys like that get to look cool. Anyway,
can you call him the G-word, or is that a bad word? Is that a bad word?
Can't say it.
Let's err on
is it really?
Caution. I mean, I guess we
is
could.
That a droppable word?
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe not.
I don't think.
Probably
I don't
not.
Think it is.
I know in the schools it's become you're not supposed to say.
You can't do it.
Yeah. Or like on the athletic field, I know refs are big on that. If you like, say, you're a G word.
G word.
Now I feel like people are like, wait, what's the G word?
Do redhead kids
like Google?
They're like,
that's our word. You can't call.
Yeah.
Us that.
No, I think really? It has become. You're laughing, but I know
that,
referees on sports fields do not like the G word.
Okay.
I don't know if it's as bad as the C word.
Which C word?
I'm not telling you.
Boys.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Our good friend Paul is in Rhode Island. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Paul.
Listen, I don't know what the hell happened this weekend. 40,
weekend.
50, $35 million quarterbacks. That was unbelievable. That was insane. I don't feel so bad no more about my Patriots.
Okay.
All my Lions, my second team. But you know what? Okay. It comes down to this. Go ahead. You had a question for me? Go ahead.
Yeah, why would you feel bad about the Lions? The Lions are good.
The Lions are good, but you can't lose at home like they did last time, and they lost to Seattle last time. It cost them. The Lions are probably going to go to the Super Bowl or probably going to go to the AFC Championship.
Okay.
So getting back to my Patriots.
They're definitely not going to the AFC Championship, but go ahead.
Yeah, they are. They are going to go. They are going to go.
They're in the NFC.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm in the NFC. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you
don't
be that
you know
guy.
I mean.
All right,
no,
Paul. Why? Just go on.
Listen, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is the theory that you really want to put Drake May out there so he can get hurt and have Jacoby hold an $8 million clipboard and have Milton be the starting quarterback? Is that the theory going on in EEI?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's exactly what I want. I want Joe Milton to start a quarterback. I want an $8 million clipboard, which I can't even imagine what that would even look like.
Nice
but clipboard. That's probably the nicest clipboard you've ever seen.
I'm honestly,
I
know being honest.
I know you are. I know you are, Paulie.
Also, just to clarify, not that many $50 or $60 million quarterbacks didn't play well this weekend. Like Dak Prescott, sure.
Prescott, yeah. I mean, he did.
Who
they
else?
Did bring him back. I didn't think that was Mahomes' best game.
Kyler Murray,
had,
but yeah, he won.
They did win. Murray
Kyler
won.
Murray wasn't great.
Cousins did not have a good
but
game.
But a lot of the performances were by
Hurts had a bad game.
Crappy quarterbacks.
Herbert had a bad game. Cousins had a bad game. Stroud's going to get paid soon. He had
a bad
game.
There's a bunch of those that are going to get paid and will be in that world potentially.
Guys who actually did get paid, yeah.
But there's
true.
Some backups that are playing, and some of the backups actually played well, right? Malik Willis.
Willis
played
did,
well
yep.
for the Packers. Mm-hmm. We're already going down the road of
Deshaun Watson's a big guy.
Well, Deshaun Watson, right, I don't include because he is a disaster.
He gets paid more than anybody else.
Yeah, but he is. There is circumstantial evidence
for that line of complaint.
There is literally circumstantial evidence, and it's you know what I'm talking about. Spread everywhere, and that's his issue. Like he's a disaster area.
Yeah,
but a lot of it, we're already going down the road. How many quarterbacks have started already? I feel like we've already seen, like, the Dolphins have three quarterbacks that have played already.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots have two quarterbacks that have played already.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of, and if you include, like, the J.J. McCarthys, there's other teams that probably are kind of on their second quarterback. He might have started for them. So, we're already going down the road of, what was 67 last year, starting quarterbacks, or whatever the hell the number
was. And the
was.
Patriots, I think, are in as bad a shape as anybody right now.
I don't rule out the Patriots being a threefer.
Yeah.
I don't rule out Joe Milton playing this year.
He might. He might have to.
The hits I've seen, Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. Drake May only played like 12 plays.
Got sacked
and
twice.
He got rock bottom. Not just sacked. He got squashed like bug. Both of those guys are going to get hurt at some point.
Probably,
and then Joe Milton will have to come in.
Bazooka Joe. He'll get his big moment. Speaking of Joe, Joe is in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Well, I think I've kind of come to the conclusion, hopefully Thursday night was just one bad game. I hate Thursday night football. It's like taking like a pie out of the middle of the oven where it's like half cooked and trying to eat it. It's just bad. I mean, they think the Patriots are just banged up. I just hope it's just, you know, I'd love to see the NFL get away from it. They won't, but hopefully it's just one bad game for the Patriots. I agree with Andy that I think you're going to see Drake May in October, against the Dolphins. That's when I would put them in. And for the acorn trees, because I have acorn trees in my backyard.
Oh, yeah. What do I do?
They have a cycle. No, it's a cycle. Every 5 years, they'll produce a lot. So some years, you'll get none. But there's a five-year cycle.
Okay. I've lived in my house for 3 years, and this is the most combined.
So you're fine. You got 4 years coming. That'll be good.
I'm going to cut that tree down.
Yeah, yeah. Because next year, you won't get as many.
Yeah, okay, but when the cycle starts again, that tree's not going to be there. Let me put it to you that
you
way.
Hate trees?
I'm not going through this again.
You don't have to worry about it, because what will happen is the acorns and blue jays will eat the acorns. They'll all be gone by, you know, late November, early December.
I don't know about that, Joe. Thanks for the call. I have so many freaking acorns in the yard, and they just keep coming. So, like, I'll pick them up, and then a day goes by, and it's full again. I mean, it's really, like, I'm seeing all sorts of different types of poo in the yard too, like a little animal poo. And I know that it's not all just squirrels. There's other animals that are going to come up there try and get the squirrels. So I'm going to have to be out there with my BB gun protecting the yard.
Jesus, what is going on?
I'm not ready for this. I don't want to do this.
Bring in more squirrels.
Bring them in from where?
I don't know. You got to be able to buy squirrels on the internet. You can get anything on the internet.
I'm not buying any squirrels on the internet.
You release like 10 more squirrels, your problem solved. How big's your yard?
No way. It's not that big. But
perfect. 10 more squirrels. Those. Will be gone.
Okay, they'll be gone because some coyote's going to come eat them. Then I have coyotes in the yard. I have a 2-year-old. I can't have coyotes in the yard.
You don't have a fence?
Yeah, not in the back.
You gotta get
the back
fence.
Just goes out. I live right by the Neponset Forest. My backyard is a forest. It's like conservation land. There's the Blue Hill behind it. We get animals,
no kidding. Brag.
There's
I got
animals.
A forest in my backyard.
It's not a brag. I hate it. I don't like it.
I have a concrete backyard.
Up. It's at this point, it doesn't matter. They'll get under the fence. They'll get around the fence. Like they'll make their way.
There's always a way.
Squirrels will just climb over the fence. What's that going
to
do?
Yeah, you want the squirrels in to eat the nuts.
Yeah, and the other things will get
in. A coyote's not climbing a fence.
A coyote will come in through the front.
I feel like a coyote could get through a fence.
No.
A coyote could definitely
put an 8-foot fence up. There's no coyote getting through that fence.
Hey, build that wall.
Build that wall. No coyotes in Arcan's backyard. And put it in the front, too.
Okay, yeah, with all this, yeah, sure, I'll just build
your
a bunch
host
of walls.
One. You've been
building
on freaking NFL Prime on Thursday night.
I know, you're on national TV.
Still waiting, I'm still waiting on that check, by the way.
Host One, I didn't make
NFL,
it.
NFL Films hasn't compensated me
I'm
for
just
that
your understudy.
Maybe that's what I had to sign, the waiver that says
you
I don't
get red
paid.
Zone for a week.
There you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll see if any of these good quarterbacks pass the sniff test. So Sam Darnold. So far, the MVP of the NFL, I'd say. I mean, he's going out there every week and putting up numbers with that Minnesota Vikings team. And I think that when you look at the good quarterbacks in the league right now, and when I say that, are we talking about quarterbacks with good stats or quarterbacks on teams with good records? Or is it sort of a mixture of the two?
Probably a mixture.
Mixture of the two? Yeah. All right. Because Dak Prescott has good numbers. You know, he's got the most passing yards in the league. But the Cowboys are not off to a good start. Brock Purdy, you know, there's a so like those are. Would you consider those both good quarterbacks, Purdy and, Prescott? All right.
I'm so, also has. I mean, are we talking bigger picture or 3 week picture?
We're talking 3 week picture. What we've gotten so far. This is your sniff test. I thought this is what you meant.
Yeah. No. Okay. It's yes, I do mean that. But I just want to make sure the sniff test version of this is like Sam Darnold is the perfect example.
Right.
Everybody thought he was dead. Sucked with the Jets, seeing ghosts. Goes to Carolina, sucks, and like he's dead. His career's over, right? Mm-hmm. He's a broken quarterback.
Yep.
Well, he's scared of breaking somebody. He's broken. And he gets with Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson, and he looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, he does. All right, let's get to it then. Let's get to the sniff test.
Oh, give me a second. I didn't realize that was like a bit.
It's a bit, Stiz. It's a bit where we sniff things.
You ruined the bit.
We sniff and we go, does this smell like something? What does it smell like? And then we test it. That's that not
he was
actually
just staring
what it is.
At you. Like,
yeah, he's like, yeah.
Hey, what
okay.
are you looking at?
So when's the sniff test start?
You guys should probably start the sniff test.
Yeah. Okay, are you guys ready to sniff?
I'm ready to sniff.
Let's go.
No, I think it stinks.
It's the sniff test with Arcand and Hard.
That's right, it stinks.
On WEEI.
All right, I'm going to go down the list of all the teams with winning records or teams with good quarterbacks. You tell me if they pass the sniff test. Buffalo Bills, 2-0 playing tonight. Josh Allen is their quarterback.
Absolutely passes the sniff test. I know haters from New England, he's got no weapons, he's going to fall apart, he throws too many turnovers. All the guy does is
one of those
win,
people,
win, win. He's won the division 4 years in a row. Who's sitting atop the division?
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, it's funny how that works out. Josh Allen is legit, whether you people like it or not.
New York Jets are 2-1 with Aaron Rodgers. Passes the sniff test.
Absolutely.
I think we both agree.
And he's getting fresher.
Yeah,
by the
I know. He's getting further and further away from that dark room where he was pooping on a hole in the ground. Let's go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 3-0 with Justin Fields. Sniff test?
He's not this. Block your nose. He does not pass the sniff test. I don't know what you ate. Was it Mexican last night? It stinks in here. No chance. Everybody's overreacting to him.
Overreacting, fine, but I don't think, you know, like.
What are you doing?
What?
You think he passes the sniff test?
I think that he's in his fourth year
He's
now?
An undefeated quarterback. That's the kind of QB he is right now.
I don't think he's going to be undefeated all year.
Well, he's undefeated right now, so does he pass that sniff test?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He's undefeated.
It's rotten.
One interception.
Don't ever eat leftovers at Arcan's house because his sniffer is broken.
All right, fine. Let's move on to the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, 2-1.
Absolutely passes the sniff test. I think there's going to be some ups and downs this season because I don't...
That was a down yesterday.
It was an absolute down, and for those of us that bet the under, we needed that because they started the year with a couple ups. So,
yes.
No, but he passes the sniff test, other than maybe his advice to Caleb Williams. Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, that was pretty lame. All right, Chiefs 3-0, obviously passed the sniff test with Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert, Chargers, 2-1.
He passes the sniff test because he's hurt. We know he's hurt. But I also think in the world where they're not going to lean on him to have to win games, where they're going to play Harbaugh ball, which going back to Stanford, Michigan is like fullback, run the football, control the line of scrimmage. They're like a rich man's Patriots out there. They want to control the line of scrimmage. I think Harbaugh's perfect. I mean, Herbert's perfect. You don't ask him to win everything. Just ask him to make some plays. So, yes, pass the sniff test.
All right. The Philadelphia Eagles are 2-1. Does Jalen Hurts pass the sniff test?
He does not right now.
He sucks right now.
He sucks right now. His coach sucks right now. And you know what I think sucks? Both their attitudes.
Mm.
I think they both are not willing to steal Robert Kraft's word, famous over the years, subjugate their egos. I think they're still thinking, I'm the good one, you're the bad one.
Right.
And they're both pointing the finger. How about we sit down, break bread, and maybe figure this out? But no, neither the coach nor the quarterback passes the sniff test.
Minnesota Vikings and Mr. Darnold, does he pass the sniff test?
I'm going to say yes.
I think he has to at this point.
Now, there's some circumstantial help. There's some aromas around him that are helping him pass the sniff test.
I would agree.
I think Justin Jefferson smells really good. And more importantly,
he's nasty.
Kevin O'Connell's a good coach.
Yeah.
Can we just accept, you know, I did my mea culpa on Mike Tomlin a little while ago. O'Connell, I wasn't sure how he's good. He's a good coach.
They buried the Texans yesterday.
Yeah. And like the Texans are a pretty good football team.
Yeah.
It's early and people are figuring out who they are. But yes, Kevin O'Connell definitely passes the sniff test. And by extension, so does Sam Darnold. And whoever thought we saw that coming?
Not me. Back-to-back wins over the Niners and Texans, that is significant, I think, for sure. All right, how about the Detroit Lions 2-1?
Yes, they passed the sniff test. You know, in general, I'm not a big Goff fan. But they're a good football team. They'll be fine. And that offense is good. They'll be fine.
They needed that win over Arizona too, I thought. Packers and Malik Willis.
I don't think he passes the sniff test. Like, that's admirable what he's been doing. Also admirable that, what's his name? Gutekunst or whatever. I always try to be careful when I say that, because you could say a bad word on the radio if you say
it improperly.
General manager trading for him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you trade for the guy, and now he's winning football games for you like a month later. No, not even. 3 weeks later.
Gutekunst.
Yeah. See, you could get in trouble, so you don't say it improperly.
You certainly can.
But I don't believe Malik Willis is that good. But prove me wrong, because he's got good receivers to work with. He's got a strong arm. Everybody tells me he fits what LaFleur wants to do with that offense and everything. So I'm still dubious.
All right, Saints 2-1 with David Carr.
They absolutely do not pass the sniff test.
Mm-mm, that was an ugly loss.
They fell off the map. There will be more ugly losses on this season. They're probably a sub-500 team.
Yeah.
The division, who knows, maybe not in that division. I think they're a sub-500 talent if they were in other divisions, and he does not pass the sniff test.
All right, Baker and the Bucks, 2-1.
They pass the...
The Broncos, Bo Nix kicked his ass yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You're going to have bad days.
None of these getting their ass kicked by Bo Nix.
None of these teams are great. I don't want you to think they're great.
But do they pass the sniff test?
But they pass the sniff test. Right. And I find it interesting that Baker Mayfield has become sort of the voice of quarterbacks that were either broken or looked over
or
passed over,
right,
journeyman
gave up
thing.
On, yeah.
Like, he was asked a lot of questions about Bryce Young and things of that nature. And it feels like he's the latest Geno Smith, but at a higher level, because Geno Smith was a second round pick. Baker Mayfield was the number one overall pick, right, in Cleveland? And then he becomes a journeyman. Oh, he stinks. He's not that good. Remember, he was signed on like a Wednesday to play for the Rams on a Thursday night football game. Now he's a franchise quarterback again for whatever level his top level is. So, yeah, he passed the sniff test.
All right, last one. Seattle Seahawks, undefeated, 3-0. One of the only other undefeated teams. It's the Chiefs, it's the Steelers, it's the Seahawks.
Okay, so they're a good cologne that you buy at Ace Hardware. I don't know if you've been to Ace Hardware.
Oh, yeah.
They sell cologne by the front desk. It's good cologne. I've worn it.
I guess I missed that.
I like it, but I'm not sure it's high-end
cologne.
Sometimes.
Yeah?
I don't know. You don't put a little...
Not anymore.
Ace Hardware, huh?
Yeah.
From Ace Hardware.
And it's not... It's
move over Macy's.
Is it price. Like Ace Hardware brand cologne?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's like cool.
They have like soap and they have cologne and they have like a little... It's like on the checkout with candy. It's like all the things you might just like impulse purchase, I guess, if you're a dude.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. It's not high end. You're not going to spend a ton of money. And I feel like
really
that's...
Really, the Ace Hardware cologne?
Can we be careful? Maybe I'm working on an Ace sponsorship here. Let's not badmouth Ace.
Right.
I love my friendly hardware
store. You're selling me right now. I'll tell you that.
But there's a ceiling for the Seahawks, and there's probably a ceiling for your Ace Hardware cologne. It's probably not the fanciest cologne you're ever going to wear, but it still smells good, and it's not going to get you kicked out of anywhere, and it gets the job done if you smell a little
very
funky.
Good. All right, 617-779-7937.
What's wrong with Ace?
Nothing.
Maybe they could help you out with your nut problem.
I bet they could.
Jesus.
Would never think this to buy guy. Cologne there.
Good Lord.
I think that's funny. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll be talking with Jacoby Brissett. When, Andy? You got the text.
Like John Jones at 3:30, Jacoby Brissett at 3:45.
Bang,
sounds
bang.
Like they'll be right off the practice field, so we can ask how this extra day of preparation to bounce back from that ugly loss went.
Terrific. All right, we just did the sniff test. When we come back, we're going to debut a new segment called Bill Watch. Bill Belichick taking a keen interest in some of these teams that are not playing well right now. Where could he end up if he wants to coach this year? Sometime this year? I don't know. We'll see how hot some of those seats are in the NFL at the head coach position right after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.